Log Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know if you're doing this on a regular basis, I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and you know if you're doing this on a regular basis, the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation and design and renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities. To utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women and locally and nationally, also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to Positive Change, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E-C-H-A-N-G-E-P as in Paul, C as in Cat. That's PositiveChangePC.com. Also, it's brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks in Solar, and you can get more information on that organization by logging on to Blacks, BlacksInSolar.org. That's BlacksInSolar.org. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a scheduled guest this morning, but we also ways reach back into our area and look at how we can bring you information that can be beneficial to the African-American community. And today we're going to focus on looking at and opportunities that have been made available through the White House Initiative on HBCUs. And we're going to be looking at the national and federal opportunities for the week ending January 6, 2023. Now, this publication is put out by the Department, U.S. Department of Education. It's an excellent online magazine which speaks to a number of issues in their newsletter. And the one that ended on the 6th began with my alma mater, Morgan State University launches 20 new degree programs to address the work of the future and for future work. and you'll be able to get information there. I will be calling my alma mater as soon as I'm off the air to make sure that they're aware that the click to review the full story and the link is not working. So you won't be able to find out what those areas of concentration of education and curriculums are. Now, the U.S., under upcoming events and opportunities, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, okay? Now, the U.S. EPA Climate Change Recruitment Webinar for Students in STEM will be Thursday, January the 12th, which will be Thursday of this week. We'll host a webinar which will start at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Air and Well Studied in the Sciences. This is an event for those students. They're seeking climate-minded students and recent grads to apply for dozens of openings across the nation. Well, we'll show you how to have a successful application and what opportunities we have available in real time, okay? And people can register by going on to our news and events tab right now under positivechangepc.com. You want to click on that and scroll down. U.S. Department of Energy, Joint Department of Energy, and other agency leaders as they discuss the landmark blueprint to decarbonize America's transportation sector. Okay, this is being put on by the Department of Energy, and this is a meeting that took place on yesterday. So we'll just keep it moving on that because that's past tense. Now, open for women in science fellowship applications. And each year the program attracts talented applicants from diverse STEM fields representing some of the nation's leading academic institutions and laboratories. The program has awarded 95 postdoctoral women scientists and $4 million in grants to advance their research and careers. Okay? And this program is available. The applications will remain open until January 27, 2023, 5 p.m. Eastern. You will see a link there for the application, a fact sheet, flyer, and frequent asked questions. All that information is being made available for you, and you can go and get that in. And candidates must complete their PhD and have started their postdoctoral research positions by the application deadline. Must be a U.S. citizen, permanent residents to apply. These are the qualifications, ladies and gentlemen, of what you have to have in place. Now you can apply. U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources, Navigating the Federal Workforce Workshop. Human resource executives at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources are sponsoring an interactive workshop for all faculty, staff, and students applying for careers and internship opportunities with the federal government. This information can also be found in the newsletter. It gives you a pathway to public service. There's a brochure there that you can click on. Then you have an HRSA webinar opportunity to apply for federal jobs on February the 8th. Please join the Health Resources Services Administration for this particular webinar. You'll find that information under our News and Events tab. But underneath this, you'll find the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Interested in air and well studied in the sciences. This is the event, is another event, and there is, as I indicated, this will be held on January the 12th, third, which is this coming Thursday. Now you have also the Advisory Council for Historic Preservation in the summer of 2022. The Advisory Council on Historic Preservation partnered with the USDA Forest Services Heritage Program and White House Initiative on Advancing Education Equity and Excellence and Economic Opportunities through Historically Black Colleges and Universities to bring an orthography students to the HBCU in the areas of forest and tree and introduce them to careers in the heritage program. And you can get, there's a YouTube video there. You can go online, click on the video, and I'm going to share some of this information with you right now. Let's see if we can get this started up, keyed up right now.
The United States Department of Agriculture's Forest Service manages 193 million acres of forest land across the nation. Within those forests are many historic buildings, cultural landscapes, and sites of archaeological significance. The Forest Service's Heritage Program manages those places, among many other duties.
These cultural resources in these buildings are intangible reminders to our past. This is what people can actually come here and experience. They can feel, touch. You can go into the building. You can feel the aesthetic while you're on the property. But that's the number one reason. It's the tangible reminders of our past to remind us of where we're coming from and where we need to go.
In the summer of 2022, the Forest Service partnered with the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation and the White House Initiative on Advancing Educational Equity, Excellence, and Economic Opportunity through Historically Black Colleges and Universities to bring anthropology students from HBCUs into the forest and introduce them to careers in the Forest Service Heritage Program.
Programs such as cultural heritage in the forest serve more than one purpose. The Central Preservation Program offers little diversity, so we're bringing young people of color into an awareness of the program. And all of us in preservation know that in order to tell the full and honest story of American history, all Americans have to be a part of that storytelling. Plus, we want to raise the visibility of the Federal Preservation Program to the next generation of preservationists. So we want to urge high school, college, and university students to consider careers in the federal government in preservation, specifically in programs such as the Heritage Program with the Forest Service.
An important part of programs such as these is to bring more diverse candidates into the federal workforce, which sadly does not adequately represent the whole range of American people. Service's Federal Preservation Officer says cultural heritage in the forest works with young African-American professionals to introduce them to cultural resource careers within the Heritage Program and to further diversify career paths that traditionally do not reflect the diversity of the nation.
To provide students with an opportunity to see what we do, what public lands, what we do on public lands, what it's like to have a career in public lands, how important historic preservation is for what we do, and just to have to open up that opportunity for them to see it, hopefully like it, and hopefully choose a career in public lands.
Students traveled from Great Towers National Historic Site in Milford, Pennsylvania, to the Monongahela in West Virginia and Wayne National Forest in Ohio, finishing their five-week program in Washington, D.C.
We prepared a whole program for them, giving them experiences in all the cultural resource fields, what the Forest Service calls heritage, from history and archaeology, briefing on anthropology, historic preservation and all the treatments that we do, curation, as well as history, oral history, and being involved in that type of research, and then tribal relations, which really hit home with the students.
Are you worried about the future and what it will bring? And youth like this really make that a lot less worrisome. You know, I feel that I'm really inspired, one, by their wit, to By Their Drive. These are students who have already gotten themselves through multiple waves of education to be here just for this conversation. So to see their humility, their ability to learn, their hunger to learn, all of that was just so inspiring.
The students and their faculty advisors learned hands-on traditional trade skills while working on historic buildings at Monongahela National Forest. The project was led by Jason Whitehead of Historical, a nonprofit that provides volunteers with hands-on experiences preserving historic structures on public land.
The chance to work with young folks, to get young folks inspired to go into preservation as a career, you know, that's part of our core mission, because it's no surprise that many of the folks that had traditionally done the trades, they're generally getting older and they're getting out of the trades. And you know, we're trying to do what we can to inspire that next generation of tradespeople, men and women, to become the stewards who are going to continue to take care of these things just as they've been for a couple hundred years.
The students visited and worked at archaeological sites and learned about the responsibilities and commitment anthropologists have to manage areas of traditional importance and to interpret and understand the histories and cultures that have existed for thousands of years on public land. They formed relationships with experts in various fields, including anthropologists, preservationists, leadership at the Forest Service and the ACHP, professionals, and others who will serve as mentors moving forward throughout their careers. While the students visited Washington, D.C., they met with, among others, a top Forest Service official.
I think about my own experiences back when I was their age, and what I was looking for in leaders who either looked like me or had a background that was similar to mine. And in many cases, it was hard for me to find that. So having the opportunity to provide that to those set of students was great. And I hope it was impactful for them. It was impactful for me as a speaker to be able to engage with them and ask them questions and push them in areas where you know they have the opportunity to expand. So I had a great time and really enjoyed doing it.
The students also met with executives from the White House Initiative on Advancing Educational Equity, Excellence, and Economic Opportunity through Historically Black Colleges and Universities.
Our goal, of course, is to make our students citizens of the world, global citizens. Part of that is teaching them the ups and downs of different occupations and professions, and having them meet professionals in all walks of life. ACHP is a small agency with a big heart and with a broad agenda to support HBCU students. The people here really focus on what can we do hands-on to put students into the realm of historical preservation.
One of the main missions of the White House Initiative is to provide HBCU students with fair access to opportunities and resources that are housed both in the public and the private sectors. So this program is doing just that. It's providing HBCU students with access to resources, opportunities, and it's creating a direct pipeline to jobs for them.
Along the way, the students had fun, adventures, and road trips.
My experience with cultural heritage in the forest, honestly, it's been the best summer ever for me. You know, this program has given me a lot of opportunities with different types of jobs and different learning experiences. This internship is different from than any other internship I've ever experienced or ever did or seen, and it's really fun. It's a job, but it also is like a vacation in a way, because you do fun things that you've never done before.
I came into this not knowing what I was going to do. I was very unsure of my career, but after working with the Forest Service and everybody that I got introduced with, I'm thankful to say that I've gotten plenty of opportunities for this program, and I definitely know that I want to work for the service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to a YouTube video on the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, which has been training our young people in the area of forestry and the careers that come under their auspices. The Blue Campaign is a virtual human trafficking youth forum, which is in January is the Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and you'll be able to find more information about that. They will be hosting a webinar this month, January 31st, 2023, at 10 a.m. through 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this is an all-day sort of like a small summit. They'll be looking at youth and online safety, online human trafficking case studies, human trafficking trends and how they affect youth populations, the criminalization of youth victims, victim assistance programs, available resources for youth and individuals working with youth. So this is for our young people, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we do this. So you'll be able to register here through our website, Howard University 2023 Spring Recruitment, Howard University Spring 23, all majors on-site internships, February the 28th, 2023 at 1 to 5 p.m., powered through the handshake registration. There's a blue link here. And number two, Howard University Spring, all virtual jobs, internships, Thursday, March 16th, 2023. There are two separate links there that you will be able to register to participate in that if you're interested in what Howard University is providing and offering. Now, the U.S. Department of Energy has a looking for the Department of Energy MB Summit, now, which is Minority Business Enterprise. You are receiving register for DOE's 2023 MBE DOE Connect Summit. Registration is now open for the Department of Energy's Office of Economic Impact and Diversity 2023 DOE Connect Summit. This event gears toward minority business, minority serving institutions, nonprofit organizations, and community development financial institutions within the energy sector. We hope to connect and build meaningful relationships with DOE and the offices and representatives from various federal agencies. Here's what you need to know. It's in person on February the 23rd from 5 p.m. Virtual February the 28th from 8 to 5. And it's in the Forrestal Building here in Washington. It's located at 1000 Independence Avenue, Southwest Washington, D.C. So you can get registered for that if you are MBE, Minority Business Enterprise, in the energy sector. Student Opportunities, U.S. Department of Energy, Office of Technology is seeking qualified candidates for Oak Ridge Institute, Science and Education, Science and Technology Policy Fellowship. And this is paid opportunities to learn about federal government and its role in advancing renewable energy. Fellows will play an integral role in the designing and implementation of national research and development strategies and programs to make solar even more affordable and reliable. The CETU's office is seeking applicants with bachelor's and master's or PhD degrees, as well as established professionals with expertise in the following areas: solar technologies, concentrating solar thermal power technologies, grid systems integration technologies, behavioral science technologies, analysis and technical assistance, manufacturing and technology transfer, environmental justice and finance, communication, graphic, and stakeholder engagement. So this is going to be hell, or apply for the application by January the 15th, and please email questions to DOE. You'll find all this information, which is located under our News and Events tab. Then you have the Smithsonian Institute 2023 conversation, internships for broadening access, internships for the Smithsonian Institute, which you will also find there. You have U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. Also under that, you will find 2023 Journalism Scholarships worth $50,000 now open. Applications for the 2023 National Press Club Scholarships, a total of $50,000 is available to aspiring journalists. The deadline for application is February the 15th by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The 2023 National Press Club Scholarships are scholarships for journalism, diversity, honoring Julia Hsu, Richard G. Zimmerman Scholarship, the West Vernon Broadcast Scholarship, and the Denise and Shirley Fieldman Fellowship recognized students. Now, each one of these provides a $5,000 a scholarship award to high school seniors. The purpose of the scholarship is to recruit promising future journalists who will bring diversity to America's journalism. The award can be renewed for up to 3 years at $5,000 per year. So this is very interesting information, which you'll find. Also, you'll find HBCU Research and Innovation Network, HBCU RAIN, New Research and Student Internship Opportunities, and Project Opportunities Announcements, a new project opportunity, Knowledge Graphics and Reasoning has been modified. You can visit the website. In addition, the deadline for the white paper submission is today by 5 p.m., January the 11th p.m. today. A monthly $1,500 stipend totaling total $3,000, housing and meals allowance, hands-on research with UGA scientists, travel assistance stipends up to $250, which is not a whole bunch of money, but this is what they're offering, ladies and gentlemen. General Services Administration is here. Another announcement by the U.S. Department of Energy, Technology, Commercialization, Internship, now accepting applications for technology commercialization internships in a unique paid opportunity undergraduate STEM and business students to explore and contribute to the advancement of intersections of business and innovation. Clean energy technology interns undergo intensive training as they join the world-class laboratory system. Boost entrepreneurs' thinking, explore opportunities. Apply before January 16th, 2023. So you'll find that also here under our News and Events, Scholarship Opportunities. And that will conclude the National and Federal Opportunities Week ending January the 6th, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's quite a bit of information that we just provided you here on from our platform. And we're going to keep it moving here as we look at we're going to take a slight pause for the calls, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know if you join us on a regular basis, I'm your host, Ronald Bethea, and you also know if you join us on a regular basis that that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once I call it, number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing that call-in number of 646-668-2948 because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on into our living room and sit you down and share in this conversation. Now, housing, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very important component because if you don't have a home, or a roof, then there's nothing to put solar panels on. Okay? Let's be, we'll make it plain. So we're going to look at the year-end 2022 U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development year-end review. Now, we're going to have an opportunity to hear directly from the Secretary of Department of Housing and Urban Development, Secretary Marcia L. Fudge, who leads the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to a bold action in pursuit of the agency's mission to create a strong, sustainable, inclusive communities and qualify affordable homes. These actions align with key Biden administration priorities, including easing the burden of housing costs, removing barriers from homeowners, expanding the nation's housing supply, addressing the nation's homeless crisis, and keeping America housed. Below, you will find samples of strides that HUD has made in 2022. Expanding access to affordable housing, people with rural assistance, and other issues. But what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to the Department of Housing and Urban Development Director,
Department of Housing and Urban Development. Our homes shape every aspect of our lives, where we work, where our children go to school, where we shop for groceries and seek medical care. Bringing people home is at the heart of our efforts to create strong, sustainable, and inclusive communities and quality homes for all. It is our mission to ensure people in the United States can live in safe and stable homes in communities that are thriving and inclusive, especially the poorest among them, those who have historically been left out. Over the past years, we have made tremendous strides in our work to bring people. We have helped more than 1 million struggling homes obtain relief on their Federal Housing Administration program. FHA programs have supported more than 1 million homes and almost 1.3 million first-time affordable home ownership in the last 2 fiscal years alone. HUD's primary rental assistance program has served more than 9 million people over the past. Through our House of America 190,000 households experiencing or at risk of homelessness to secure housing. Veteran homelessness has declined by 11% since 2020. We have taken bold measures to protect thousands of children from the homes of land and other health hazards, to save families hundreds of dollars on their utilities, and to support communities in their recovery from the effects. Every day, we pursue equity-focused housing and community building policies and programs. To level the playing field for all, we laid out our vision. We introduced a new generation to the possibility of promotion, and we remain steadfast in our work to combat bias and discrimination in housing. In the months and years ahead, we are committed to building on that process, to addressing the challenges we are sure to face with resolve, and as always, never losing sight of our why, bringing the people of this great nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to the Secretary, Ms. Marcia L. Fudge, the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And as we bring you this information here on a weekly basis here, from on Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America, we like to keep people aware of the fact that we are constantly working to try to bring you news that you can definitely use now. What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we have about 20 more minutes for in today's show. Now, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. But what we're going to do, we're going to go through our news and events blog, and we're going to share our subject matter and topics that of articles that are there for your benefit. So with that being said, we're going to jump right back into looking at where we are. Now, we can't forget one thing. Who brings you this information? This information is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiative for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally. Also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, we are also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechange, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. Go over to our GoFundMe link, and you can get more information about our HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to that initiative and this over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard on iTunes. We are also streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link. So we're out there, ladies and gentlemen, for your information, and we'll be moving this to another level very, very shortly. We're also looking at the National Association of Blacks and Solar, which you can go to that website at blacksandsolar.org, which brings you this platform every week here, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right into our news and events segment. Now, you will find under our news and events segment a link for a town hall meeting that was held last night by Governor Westmoreland. I will hope in the future that these webinars that they hope are town hall meetings provide really access to people who can speak to the issues of the people. I am a Maryland resident. I was on the Zoom call. There was no way of even raising your hand to even get a question in other than those people who they had already pre-screened. I think that's not what you want to be about, Governor Westmoreland, who I voted for you. You're the first African-American mayor, a governor of the state of Maryland, but you need to do a much better job with the people you got representing you who don't look like you. And then you're speaking to me as an African-American. I'm appalling in some ways. And the issues and subject matter, and I am a big component of supporting folks with disabilities, learning disabilities, but it can't just be about those interests in that area when there are other areas of importance also that needed to be discussed outside of that of people with disabilities and our veterans. And they play, and those issues were important. But when we get to talking about there with these billions of dollars in federal tax credits that the African American will, to combat climate change, and African Americans will not be able to take advantage of that, many of them, because you got to own a house, you got to own a property, and then you got to be able to afford these items that you are purchasing in order to offset the tax credit, and you must have a debt load. So there are a number of things have to come together in order for you to benefit from this infrastructure bill, because most of it comes through the tax code. This is not cash. Now, as many people are aware, there is a $4,000 tax credit if you want to purchase a used electric vehicle. If you're purchasing a new one, it's $7,500. There are on certain companies, and you have to research that. You'll find that information on our website to show you what corporations have signed the agreement that you'll be able to take advantage of that immediately. So you may want to research that before you go out and chat buying a new EV. Now, also on our news and events, Department of Energy proposes $10 million to support lead, tidal, and current energy planning development. And you'll find that information under our news and events tab. This is being put out by the Office of Energy Efficiency and of Renewable Energy, EER, funding opportunities. The top area of building on success of communities led technical assistance programs like Energy Transition Initiative Partnerships, and will help advance projects for energy resilience designs, technology validation. Several ETIPP projects have supported communities in understanding, evaluating, optimizing marine energy systems' potential to support decarbonization. So this is also here, ladies and gentlemen. You can time and you can go here and you will find this funding opportunities. DOE announces $52 million to fund applied research and development for materials and technologies to drive innovation in clean manufacturing. You'll be able to find that information here. Join the Minority Business Development Agency Link Live on January the 5th. That's something that's passed. DOE Community Solar Summit, which is going to be held on January the 19th. This is coming out of your, also coming out of your Department of Energy Office of Energy Efficiency and Self-Reliance, Solar Energy Technology Office, the National Solar Partnership Annual Community Solar. On Tuesday, January 19th, from 12 to 6 p.m., U.S. Department of Energy, the National Community Solar Partnership, will host a third annual summit, Community Solar Time to Shine event, will take place at the Resort Hotel in San Diego, California. There will be virtual options for those who cannot attend in person, and I will be one of those who will not be attending in person. So they don't have to worry about telling me you got a virtual option. If you want me to participate, that's the only way I can participate. And then we're going to make it real plain here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future. But the information is out there for our listening audience. And if anyone wants to take advantage of that, they can. Help us amplify Inflation Reduction Act provisions now in effect. You want to check this out, ladies and gentlemen. It is put out by the White House Initiative on Intergovernmental Affairs. And it talks about provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act has gone in effect as of January 1, lowering health care costs. Free vaccines, more recommended vaccines are now free of charge for people with Medicare prescription drug coverage. Most notable, the list of vacancies, the list of vaccines now include TPAP provisions, significant savings for Medicare enrollees, for shingles vaccines, along with cost of a few hundred dollars. Insulin is now capped if you are a diabetic. A monthly supply of each insulin will now be capped at $35. There will be no deductions for these products for people with Medicare prescription drug coverage. More than a million Medicare beneficiaries with diabetes benefit from this $35 cap. So that's good news. Yeah, that's hits home for me because my wife is a diabetic. Rebates for drug manufacturing increased prices faster than inflation. To lower energy costs, several new clean energy tax credits. You click on that. It will provide you with a list of those credits, and you'll find those list of credits. Fuel sales, 30% costs. Tax credits available for 2023 through 2032. Battery storage, 30%. Heat pumps, 30%, up to $2,000 per year. Geothermal heating, 30%. Efficiency for air conditioning, $300. Efficient heating equipment, $300. Efficient water pump equipment, $150. There is a 30% cost up to $600 on both of these. And you'll be able to go through the whole listing, ladies and gentlemen. There is quite a bit of information here. I'm going to see if I go ahead and complete that electric panels for circuitry upgrades for equipment. It's a 30% cost up to $600. Installation materials, 10% of the cost, up to 30% of the cost. Windows, including skylights, 10% up to 30%. Exterior doors, 10%, 30% cost up to $500 for doors. Home energy audits, 30% up to $150. Okay, who is eligible for the tax credits? Homeowners, including renters for certain energy and other efficient appliances and products. What to do, consumers to do to get the credits? Fill out an IRS form 5695 following the IRS instructions and include follow the IRS instructions included when filing your tax return, including any relevant product receipts. You got to have your receipts now. Are there limits to what consumers can claim? Consumers can claim the same on varying credits year after year with new products and purchases, but some credits have an annual limit. See the above. How do customers find qualified professionals to conduct home energy audits? Visit Energy Save Professional Home Energy Assessments. Now, this is something that's very important, ladies and gentlemen, energy auditors. And I would recommend that anyone who was out here that can take that course and get their certification, because there's going to be a lot of opportunities available for energy auditors. They are very much needed. Solar panels for electricity providers in your area, home backup power battery storage, kilowatts or greater. It breaks down everything, ladies and gentlemen. There is quite a bit of information here. It talks about under frequent asked questions, making homes more efficient, clean energy tax credits for consumers. You will find all that information, ladies and gentlemen, under our news and events tab at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. You want to click on that news and events tab. Now, we're going to try to keep this moving because we got a few more minutes here. Okay. Legalize weed, minimum wages, grocery taxes, and more laws to go in effect in 23 here in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. You'll be able to find that. We shared that information last week on our podcast. U.S. Economic Development Administration issues statement on fiscal year 2023 appropriations. You want to look at and see what is available. Do you need help heating your home? You want to click on that if you are a D.C. resident, ladies and gentlemen. For real, for real. Help local families stay warm this winter. As we know, it is winter in America. And this is information that's being put out. Now, action requesting advisory committees for minority farmers meeting federal registration. This was published. I published on the 29th. Let me see when this thing is going to be held. We're talking about January the 18th through the 20th. And you can be able to participate in this virtually. But this is a very important piece. I would recommend that any African-American farmers, you want to look into this. USDA invites you to the Advisory Committee for Minority Farmers first in-person meeting of January 2018 through the 20th of 23 in Davis, California. And they have attached links here so you can participate in this virtually, ladies and gentlemen, because like I said, I understand. I do a lot of things virtual myself. Now, Commerce Department Minority Business Agency announces nearly $100 million to expand opportunities for underserved entrepreneurs. I was on that Zoom call yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of that. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you have to remember one thing now, that this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of higher energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses, develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America is brought to you every week once again by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the platform of Black Talk Radio over the World Wide Web. We can be heard on iTunes. We're streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Also, this is brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks and Solar. You can get more information on that organization by logging on to blacksandsolar.org. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. So what we like to always say, we want you to meet us back here next week. You want us to beat us back here as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Until next week, go with me.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. Life is a song worth singing.